And back to last week's win now. How did you see that coming? Could you even see that coming the way it finished? Because Jeremy was a little bit slower than the rest of the field. I should say at least 10 cars behind him. That's really bunched things up in a really tight race throughout.
To be honest, this new car is pretty far off of what we want it to be. It's got a terrible push on her out. We still haven't figured it out. We've tried everything, and it just will not go away. We're way off what we want to be. So we went into the race hoping for a top five. You know, we started fifth. We were just saying we can just try to stay here, and we'll be happy with the top five if we can get it with the way car is. And we went out for the two hot laps they gave us for the race, and the car was right on. They weren't pulling away from me. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I knew I had Russ and Chardner and Mike all behind me, so I was just thinking to myself, if I can get by these four cars that started in front of me before Mike or Russ or Chardner gets to me, I can probably hold them off, and that's the way it went.
All right, now, who'd you like to thank for your run this year?
I got to thank Denise Merrill. She gave us the ride, and my dad, Stu, Ben, Zach, Alex, my mom, all the guys that have been with me since I started racing when I was 4 years old. Mike Bond, Dan Denny, they were a huge help on this car. All the sponsors, CH Sealants, Lighthouse Lanes, JP Jewelers, Front Door Tavern, and just everyone that's helped me out, G&S Steamers.